Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It don't matter where it takes me, long as I can keep this feeling running through my soul.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Olala Njinga. Olala is the author of What's 37, What Were They Thinking? Moments in Marketing. She's the creator of Grow and Win, which is an exciting new planning program that you can find at growandwin.com. And they're doing the soft launch this week, so you'll be one of the first people to check it out. So I encourage you to go and do that. Olala, congratulations on that. You're a busy girl. You've been a busy lady this last year and getting into, I don't want to say politics.
Don't say the P word.
I won't say politics, but you are helping the political process to function more effectively for small businesses. And we appreciate and admire that. And tell the audience again the commissions that you're on.
This is
in the Tar Heel State, folks. This is in North Carolina. Go ahead.
This is in North Carolina. Right. I do have some aspirations to play at the federal level, but I'm kind of earning my stripes at the at the state level by being appointed by the governor to sit on the NC Works Commission.
When you're the junior senator from North Carolina, will you still come on my show, Olala?
Absolutely.
When you're nominated for vice presidency, will you still come on my show, Olala?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We got that on record now.
We got that on record, and it's not a problem at all. You know, I'll be right here. So one of them is the NC Works Commission, which was formerly the North Carolina Workforce Development Commission. And the other is the Governor's Advisory Council for Small and Historically Underutilized Businesses, and that is referred to as Executive Order 24.
Do you believe that the governor and the state are serious about this, or is this like a lot of small business programs that are basically just given lip service so that they can check a box?
I can't speak for all states, but in the state of North Carolina, we are extremely focused on small business growth, on startup creation. We just got some numbers that came out yesterday looking at some of the top startups. And what we have figured out is maybe it's a combination of just, you know, true grit, you know, that southern true grit and determination mixed in with people coming from all over the country. But we are really a rising hotbed for entrepreneurial pursuits. And as a result of that, we pay a lot of attention in this state to support systems that really drive small business success and really drive the small business economy. So I don't believe it's lip service at all. I know our president, our governor is very excited about small business growth initiatives. I sometimes wonder if our president understands, you know, that small business is the economy to throw some weight behind.
Can I make a recommendation as you go through your work? It's good that the state is mounting an effort to support and promote small business. But you know what? There's some low-hanging fruit out there that might cost little or nothing to do in addition to all this other stuff, Olala, and that's just get out of the way.
Thank you.
Identify ways that the government and the policies and the politics are just blocking small business owners for no reason, or where we just become collateral damage, Olala.
Right.
And if I were going to be doing what you're doing, that's what I'd be looking for first. And you don't have to spend any money to do that. Just say, hey guys, do you realize when you do that, you roll over on about 150 small business owners and squash them?
Right. That's exactly why I'm excited about it. And I am truly, truly thrilled to be able to represent the small business seat for the state of North Carolina, because I think I'm in a unique position to be able to speak on behalf of small business constituents because of the type of work that I do and having to work so closely with the small businesses in our state, and we serve, you know, clients across the country.
Right.
But it's a unique voice, and we have unique challenges as small business owners.
How much more time has your governor got in office?
So he's up this year, and so
Really?
He will be running it'll be a very contentious race.
And he's a Republican, right?
He's a Republican,
yeah.
And he's got our Attorney General Roy Cooper is running against him.
Really?
For
is he a Democrat?
And he's a Democrat,
yeah.
And so
all right,
it should be a very,
very interesting.
It should be a very interesting.
Well, Lala, will you come back? Will you come back on a regular basis this year and
I will come back on a regular basis.
Right.
I will keep you updated on Grow and Win
Thank you very much. GrowandWin.com. Check out that website. Olala Njinga, ladies and gentlemen, a real leader. I'm real proud of her. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.